afternoon once again, everyone, and welcome back. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, it's been a bit of an overcast, a little bit chillier day here in central Wisconsin. It's been pretty dry up to this point throughout the course of the day. But what can we expect as we get into the weekend? We have some outdoor activities on the plan. What can you expect? Well, to find out, we're joined from weatherology.com by our meteorologist, Ray Miller. Ray, again, Friday, heading to the weekend, and how are things looking?
Looks pretty good overall. As you mentioned, we're a bit cooler this afternoon with those highs in the 50s under mainly cloudy skies. We'll see a few brief peaks of sunshine as we head into the very late afternoon hours. Rain now well off to our east and moving away, so no additional chances for precipitation. It's going to feel even cooler than those 55-degree temperatures, though, as northwest winds remain rather breezy at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy and a little chilly tonight, a low temperature of 40. Northwest winds at 10 to 20. Saturday looks sunny with a high of 73. Sunday, sunshine, highs again in the low 70s, so our warming trend continues through the weekend, and sunshine Monday as well, high of 74 degrees. Tuesday, sunny, high of 79. Next chance of rain arrives Wednesday with a high of 77 degrees. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
So it looks like we are in for a very, very nice stretch. You talk about a lot of sunshine, temperatures almost perfect. I mean, it's time to get out there and really enjoy it.
Yeah, pretty much a custom-ordered spring forecast. Temperatures right about where they should be, a little bit above average by the time we get to Monday. And again, we keep precipitation out of the area through the weekend for once, so that's a nice change as well.
Absolutely. Well, Ray, have yourself a great weekend. We'll catch you again next week.
I'll see you then. Take care.
And right now in Wausau, overcast skies and 58 degrees. Winds are out of the west at 14 miles per hour, gusting as high as 23 miles per hour. The dew point is 39, relative humidity of 50%, the barometer at 30.02 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. I'm Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Spent much of the last hour talking sports with Paul Mickling, and now there's some breaking news. And it does involve one of the greatest sports figures, I would say, in American history, Jim Brown. And when you have a conversation about all-time greats when it comes to pro football, Jim Brown is always in the discussion. And many times he is leading in that discussion. The unstoppable running back who retired at the peak of his brilliant career to become an actor, as well as a prominent civil rights advocate during the 1960s, has died. It was just announced. He was 87 years old. He was a Browns running back from 1957 through 1965. He was the NFL's most valuable player in his final season, but then he retired. He stepped away. He became an actor. In fact, he called the coach of the Browns in 1966 from England, where he was filming the Dirty Dozen, to say, "I am done." Jim Brown held the NFL's career rushing mark for many, many years until Walter Payton broke it in 1984. Then, of course, Emmitt Smith broke Payton's record after that. But truly a legend. And I think arguably the best player who ever put on the pads in the National Football League. However, as someone dies, you hear about all the good things. His football. He was a civil rights leader. He was definitely someone not afraid to step up in an era where there was risk to stepping up in the 1960s. So, hero, maybe, maybe not. His one major flaw was numerous times where Brown was arrested for hitting women. In fact, in June of 1999, Brown's wife called 911 saying Brown had smashed her car with a shovel and threatened to kill her. During the trial, his wife recanted, but Brown was convicted of misdemeanor vandalism. The Los Angeles judge sentenced Brown to 6 months in jail. He could have avoided jail by attending domestic violence counseling. He refused. So, again, there was a book written about Jim Brown about 5 years ago from Dave Zirin, who is the sports reporter for the nation. And basically says, football is the closest thing in this country to a national religion. In this brutal church, Jim Brown is the closest thing to a warrior saint. However, it's important to look at Brown as more than just the football player, but he was heroic, but not a hero. Somebody who was flawed. Somebody who also did heroic things. That was written by Dave Zirin in that book on Jim Brown. And I think Jim Brown is a great example of humanity, of flawed people, that people can do great things and people can do not so great things. And Jim Brown did some great things on the field and off the field, but you have to mention the not so great aspect of hitting women, which is never, ever, ever, ever appropriate. Got to take a break. We're going to come back with more. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Chad Holmes with you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Some new information coming out concerning the continuing issue at the Wausau East High School, the Wausau School District, concerning a teacher whose alleged racist and homophobic remarks have prompted a state investigation. A new article appeared today from Shireen Seward on the Wausau Pilot and Review, wausaupilotandreview.com. Been a little quiet on this story recently, but apparently, according to the pilot, the Wausau East band teacher, Robert Perkins, has not been in the classroom for days. And also, multiple students tell the Pilot and Review they've been informed that he was forced to resign. And Wausau School District officials have declined to answer questions about whether or not that is true. According to Shireen Seward's story, District Communications Director Diana White said Perkins is, quote, still employed, but has not responded to follow-up questions sent Wednesday asking whether his contract will continue, whether he has been in the classroom this week or whether he will continue teaching through the school year, and whether the district is aware of planned protests by some band students during graduation ceremonies. But district officials, according to the pilot, appear to have some knowledge of those planned protests. Wausau East High School Principal Deb Foster this week sent an email to parents notifying them of a decision to move graduation ceremonies from Tom Field to the East Gymnasium. According to the email that was sent, Foster said, "We know there's some hesitation and frustration about the move. We hear you, and we are also concerned about possible protests interrupting your students' graduation ceremony. Our goal is to create a safe and positive environment for your students during a time when our school is receiving a lot of attention. Graduation should be about your students and celebrating their hard work and amazing accomplishments, not only this year, but throughout their entire Wausau School District career. We don't want anything or anyone to take away from that." Concerning the idea of protest at the graduation ceremony, I have to admit that the idea, I hate the thought of somebody's graduation being put to the side because of a protest, because of rightful anger concerning this story. And yes, I mean, this is a story that, again, appears where the district and the administration within the district has not been as proactive and as responsible as they should be. Again, if for those of you who, and I know we've been talking about this, but those of you who may not be fully versed on what has been going on, Robert Perkins, again, the Wausau East band teacher, is at the center of this controversy. And a senior Wausau East High School student reported multiple incidents dating back to November. The student reported Perkins was demonstrating percussion and said that he used what some regard as an anti-Asian slur to describe the sound made by the instrument. Students told him the word made some people uncomfortable, but months later he allegedly chanted "Ching Chong, Ching Chong" while teaching and then opened his mouth wide and stated that he shouldn't say that while looking directly at the student, who is Asian American. Also, according to the reporting, in March, Perkins allegedly suggested the student might want to wear a dress as he instructed the boys in the class to get fitted for tuxedos. After the boy responded by giving Perkins the middle finger, Perkins allegedly went to the boy's mother to complain. The boy's mother works at Wausau East. Again, another layer to the story where it's, again, just you feel like something more should have been done. But Perkins went to the boy's mother to complain, and when the mother asked more about what happened, Perkins allegedly told her the homophobic thing he had said. The student's mother told Perkins that he couldn't say things like that, and she would report him to the administration. Perkins went back to the band room and said to the student, "Your mom says I have to be nice to you." The boy's relatives also alleged that the band director used other very disturbing words. And I prefer really not to say them on the air, to be honest with you. You can get the words by going to WausauPilotandReview.com. They have a rundown on what this story has been all about, in addition to the latest reporting on it. The relative said those words attacked their dignity, have caused hurt, and said that in all, the student was victimized 7 times. So after the complaint was put in by the parents and the students, the Wausau East principal, Mrs. Foster, directed Mr. Perkins not to have any contact with the student. But the student's family alleged Perkins ignored the principal's directive and not only approached the student in the school's hallway, but appeared at play rehearsal, even though Perkins had no role in the activity. After then, the student's parents met with the superintendent, Dr. Keith Hiltz. Perkins was placed on leave and an investigation was launched, with Human Services Director Tabitha Gundrum at the helm. In interview, students said that Perkins' humor at times when racial or sexist in nature caused, quote, unease, end quote. And I've said this many times on this program. It's one thing to cause, quote, unease, end quote, when you're an adult. We've gone through a lot more within our lives where perhaps we can handle somebody that's causing some unease in a better way. But when you have a teacher that is saying things that cause, quote, unease, that can't be accepted. It is not acceptable. Young people shouldn't have to deal with unease from their teachers. Bottom line. The child's father wrote on Facebook that the boy was targeted by his teacher all year, who uses racist and anti-gay slurs openly and repeatedly in the classroom. Then, of course, we've talked about this as well, the report that came out in late April. The superintendent announced Perkins would return to the classroom. The statement, Superintendent Hiltz said Perkins' behavior was unprofessional but did not rise to the level of harassment. The district also engaged an outside consultant to provide microaggression training, but officials have so far declined to say who that consultant is or describe the nature of the training. And as many of you have heard and we've talked about, when that report was released and Perkins returned to the classroom, there was a backlash, a lot of anger that's continued. Asian American community has been very hurt by this. And leaders within the Asian American community have been very forceful in their criticisms of the Wausau School District. They came to the latest Wausau School Board meeting. Dozens came to talk about this issue and say that this is not acceptable, that this teacher should not be allowed back into the classroom. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, after a major expose that was put out by the Wausau Daily Herald with further information on some of the instances of these disturbing comments and behavior, the Wisconsin DPI has launched its own investigation. Also, the Wausau School District has launched another investigation as well. There has been some that have come in support of Mr. Perkins, but for the most part, it's been pretty overwhelming that the community says, no, this is not acceptable. This is not something that could continue. And we've talked about transparency. We've talked about being open with what's going on. It just continues to be this way. It appears that the district is not answering questions about the current status of Mr. Perkins. At a certain point, you have to come out and be open with the community. If you're going to try to get the community back together in any sort of significant way, you have to have open dialogue, open discussion, open communication. And that continues to be a major issue right now, it appears, within the Wausau School District. Going back to the idea of graduation protests, I hope there isn't. And again, I can't say that I would not understand why folks who have been hurt significantly by this would want to protest. But at the same time, the hundreds of students that are going to be there with their families who have nothing to do with this, nothing to do with this issue and the missteps that may or may not have been made by the Wausau School District, those kids, this is a once-in-a-lifetime event. So, again, I understand the idea of wanting to protest to say this is not acceptable, that what's been happening is not acceptable. But let's not put the students who are just graduating from Wausau East High School and finishing up their journey, their educational journey through the Wausau School District, in the middle of this. I hope that doesn't happen. I do hope as well that the district, it's not too late to be a little bit more open. And the idea, again, that the district has not been able to have communication with this senior that was such an outstanding student. This was a student that was scheduled to sing the national anthem at graduation. This is somebody that was getting multiple scholarships and did not appear at the award ceremony in which he earned those scholarships. He could miss graduation. The district, according to the report in the Wausau Pilot and Review, has not completed a safety plan, according to the family. So again, it's one of those situations where, what are they waiting for? Why are they not taking proactive steps in this situation in order to make things at least a little bit better for this student and his family and the community? So again, have not heard a lot. We have not heard how the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction investigation has been going. But again, this occurred today. This report, again, I would encourage you to go to wausaupilotandreview.com, Shireen Seward's story, and just, again, get up to speed on what's going on as this story continues to develop. We need to take a timeout. We will have a news update from CBS and also Brittany Merlot from Civic Media and a local news update as well. And then we'll come back with more. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Damage.
Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is Friday, heading towards the weekend. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend weather-wise. Also, wanted to again mention, I try to mention this pretty often over the next couple of weeks, that two more weeks, you'll be able to hear this program at this time from 2 until 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. For the next 2 weeks, no changes in the schedule. But starting on Monday, June the 5th, there's going to be some changes to the schedule here on Civic Media and on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. My show is moving to the morning. I'm going to have to get up a lot earlier. Going to be on the air from 8 until 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, starting on Monday, the 5th of June. So 6 till 8 will stay the same, Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. But then I will be on from 8 until 10. That will be followed by from 10 to noon by As Goes Wisconsin. Then from noon to 1. Boy, it's a real exciting new program. Basically, a news and information hour. Led by our news director, Terry Bell, and a lot of other folks on the Civic Media team. But a chance to really catch up to what is going on and go deeper into the issues going on around the area and the state of Wisconsin. So that will be starting on June the 5th at 12 noon. Then from 1 till 3, also being on the move, in this case moving from mornings to afternoons, is Todd Alba. Todd Alba's show will be from 1 until 3 p.m. Starting on Monday, the 5th of June. Then from 3 until 4, Matt Flynn Direct. Matt Flynn Direct from 3 till 4. And then, of course, from 4 till 6, it is the Devil's Advocate. So just wanted to let you know, going to keep talking about this for the next couple of weeks, but hopefully if you're tuned in now between 2 and 4, you'll still be able to be tuned in between 8 and 10 a.m. each and every weekday morning, starting on Monday, the 5th of June. And again, also, if you miss any part of this show, if you miss any part of Pat's show in the morning, Todd's show, As Goes Wisconsin, Devil's Advocates, or even the shows that don't air on Bow Falls Radio but air on other stations around the state, you can go to our website, bowfallsradio.com, or go to the app, the Civic Media app, click on shows, and then go to the podcast page to listen to previous episodes of any of our programs and also of our high school sports as well. Real quickly, again, we do have high school baseball coming up later on this afternoon. The Wausau West Warriors taking on Chippewa Falls. We'll have live coverage live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9, live on bowfallsradio.com, and the Sports 2 stream. Sports stream number 2, starting at 4:20, and then the first pitch at 4:30. That game will also air on a delay basis, coming up at 7 o'clock tonight on Bow Falls Radio. Also, a quick note that with the playoffs coming, we will be airing playoff games live in the afternoon. So starting Tuesday, the first playoff broadcast will be the Newman Catholic baseball team against Wausaukee. I should say the Newman Catholic softball team against Wausaukee on Tuesday in a Division 5 regional. So we'll have that one at 4:30 on Tuesday live here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And during the course of the postseason playoffs, we will have these games on live here on the radio. So looking forward to that. Also wanted to mention another great event coming up almost around the time that we switch our programming. I said we moved this show to the morning starting on Monday, the 5th of June. A couple of days before that, on Saturday, June the 3rd, there's a really exciting event coming to the Jefferson Street Inn here in Wausau. It is the 2023 Midwest Environmental Health Summit. It will be one of the most unique environmental-related affairs to be held in Wausau. It is the Midwest Environmental Health Summit hosted by Citizens for a Clean Wausau. And some big names from environmental health science, activism, and law will be speaking along with grassroots environmental groups in EPA Region 5 from across the Midwest who have made headlines taking on polluters and contamination. And really exciting as well, the event is totally free. It is a free event for the public on Saturday, the 3rd of June, Jefferson Street Inn, starting at 9 a.m. Citizens are strongly encouraged to RSVP online to reserve a seat. This can be done on cleanwausau.com, cleanwausau.com. Also, again, some really terrific speakers. We have the toxicologist from the Love Canal disaster who just served on an expert panel in Ohio following the train derailment. His name is Stephen Lester. He'll be flying into Wausau to kick off the event. Also speaking will be Olga Bautista of Chicago's Southeast Environmental Task Force, whose efforts made national waves by helping defeat the General Iron Permit, as covered in the Chicago Tribune. Also, some SETF members took part in the hunger strike to stop General Iron, a hunger strike from which an episode of NBC's Chicago Med was loosely inspired by. Also speaking will be the Executive Director of Midwest Environmental Advocates, Tony Wilkin Geibart. He'll be coming to Wausau to speak on defending our environmental laws from attack as well. And grassroots environmental groups from Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio will be presenting as well, including Just Transition NWI. Also, Teresa Mills of Buckeye Ohio Network, who won the Women of Appalachia Project Appalachian Advocate Award. So, again, it's really a terrific special event. And we're going to try to get a couple of these speakers on this program in the run-up as well. So looking forward to trying to get some more information to you prior to the event. But, again, circle your calendar right now. Saturday, June the 3rd, 9 a.m., a Midwest Environmental Health Summit at the Jefferson Street Inn in Wausau, starting at 9 a.m., and it is free. But again, if you know you're going to be there, would like to have you RSVP online at cleanwausau.com. That's cleanwausau.com. So again, lots of interesting stuff going on in the next few weeks. In the last segment, we were talking again about the issues with the Wausau School District. And sometimes you have to look at these very important issues. But again, something I do quite a bit, and I'll be doing it here in just a few minutes, heading over, doing some high school sports. And I just really feel like it's important also to highlight what our student athletes are doing. And that's the first thing, student athletes and the great extracurricular activities that are involved in at the high school level. And just looking at some action from yesterday, earlier in the week, I was talking about a soccer matchup between Wausau West and DC Everest, and it's been quite a battle at the top of the Wisconsin Valley Conference in terms of high school soccer. Marshfield, DC Everest, Wausau West, all in a terrific battle atop the league standings. On Tuesday, Wausau West had a chance to move into a tie for second, just one half game behind first place Marshfield with a win at DC Everest. It looked like the Warriors were going to get it before the Evergreens scored the game tying goal in the final seconds of the match to even it up at 3-3. And then yesterday, Wausau West faced the other team they're battling at the top of the conference, Marshfield, and another tough one for the Warriors. They fell to the first-place Marshfield Tigers by a score of 2-1, and that means that Wausau West now 4-3-1 in the Valley, and they will not be able to catch either Marshfield or DC Everest. Marshfield now 7-1. They continue to be one half game ahead of DC Everest. Evergreens were able to shut out Wisconsin Rapids last night by a score of 2-0. Warriors did get a goal yesterday in that 2-1 loss to Marshfield by Lexi White. And Lexi White is somebody that I've had the pleasure of broadcasting for 4 years. She's been a 4-year varsity member of the Wausau West girls basketball team. She's been a multiple-time all-conference performer. She is somebody that's going on to play Division II college basketball as well. And not only does she do so many great things in athletics, whether it's basketball and also a fantastic soccer player, she is one of the top academic performers, not just among student athletes, but among everybody. She has been honored academically as well. And I think one of the great examples of somebody that young people can really look up to. And I think adults can look up to. And she's just been a pleasure to cover. She's a terrific young lady and great to see her get that goal yesterday, finishing up as she continues with the soccer season before graduating here in a couple of weeks. But we'll definitely miss covering her at the high school level, but we'll keep a close eye on what she does at the next level in college basketball. Also wanted to touch on softball for a moment. The Marathon Red Raiders yesterday wrapped up their regular season winning in Athens 19-14. It's not that they won. It's the fact that they've been really struggling. They've been battling. It's been a rough go of it in the Marrowwood Conference South, and they had lost 11 games in a row. So for Marathon, a good win against Athens, good way to go into the postseason. They'll take on Edgar next Tuesday in their first playoff game. But for the girls who have to go through a long losing streak, you like to see the battle, the fact that they're continuing to fight right to the end, and a really good win yesterday for Marathon, 19-14. 16 hits in that game. 16 hits for Marathon in order to earn the W. Callie Prohoda had herself a massive game. You don't see too many five-hit games, whether it's baseball or softball. Callie Prohoda had five base hits and six at-bats, a couple of RBI as well. Bridget Sauber had a double, two hits overall, four runs batted in. Lauren Carlin had two hits, Danica Staus, Miley Hawkey as well. So, again, it's great to see where a team is going through some struggles to continue to battle and battle and battle, and that's what the Marathon softball team has been doing, and they were rewarded with a fun win. You know, sometimes any win is a fun win, but 19-14, that must have been a fun win. That must have been also a very long game as well. And in high school baseball, you have to congratulate the Stevens Point Panthers. The Spash Panthers have clinched at least a share of the Wisconsin Valley Conference Championship. They defeated Wisconsin Rapids yesterday by a score of 11-1. Boy, Stevens Point, they are hot. They have cracked the top 10 in the Division I state rankings this week. They've lost one game overall all season long. They're 9-1 in the conference. They are 9-1. DC Everest is second at 6-3. Stevens Point would have to lose twice next week. DC Everest would have to win three times. They have Wausau East today and then two games next week. The best Everest can do is tie Stevens Point for the WVC championship. DC Everest has also had a fine season. Yesterday, they knocked off Merrill by a score of 3-1. It was another incredibly effective pitching performance from junior Nate Langben. Langben, who will be going to play college baseball eventually, Division I at Wichita State, he is the nephew of Greg Langben, who had pitched. I don't know if Greg got a cup of coffee in the bigs or not, but I know he was pitching at least to the AAA level back in his baseball career. So the Langbens have been a big name in DC Everest baseball for a long time. And yesterday, Nate Langben went six innings, struck out 13, did not give up any runs, just another stellar performance. And when you have somebody like Langben, whoever faces DC Everest in the playoffs better hope it's not a game that Langben is pitching, because he is one tough customer. And again, he's only a junior. He has another year to go for DC Everest, and DC Everest could definitely be a factor when it comes to the postseason playoffs when they do get underway in the next week or so. So again, just wanted to touch on that. So many great stories. I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you have an opportunity to go on out, see some high school athletics, hey, go out today. Come and see me. I'll be heading to Wausau West here in just a few minutes. Come out to Wausau West, see the Warriors in action today. DC Everest and Wausau East will be facing off today as well in central Wisconsin. So, again, lots to enjoy. So today, DC Everest is at Wausau East at 4:30. Chippewa Falls at Wausau West at 4:30 as well. We got to take one more break, and then we're going to come back. Our final segment here on the final day of the work week. It is Friday. Hopefully a smile on your face, having yourselves a good Friday heading into the weekend. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys in West End.
on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is 3:51 here on this Friday afternoon. Friday, May the 19th, day number 139 of 2023. There are 226 days left in the year. Some famous events that occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1536, Anne Boleyn, the second wife of England's King Henry VIII, was beheaded after being convicted of adultery. On this date in 1780, a mysterious darkness enveloped much of New England and part of Canada in the early afternoon. On this date in 1913, California Governor Hiram Johnson signed the Webb-Hartley Law prohibiting aliens ineligible to citizenship from owning farmland, a measure targeting Asian immigrants, particularly Japanese. On this date in 1920, 10 people were killed in a gun battle between coal miners who were led by a local police chief and a group of private security guards hired to evict them for joining a union in a small company town in West Virginia. Also on this date in 1921, Congress passed and President Warren Harding signed the Emergency Quota Act, which established national quotas for immigrants. On this date in 1943, in his second wartime address to the U.S. Congress, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill pledged his country's full support in the fight against Japan. That evening, Churchill met with President Franklin D. Roosevelt at the White House, where the two leaders agreed on a May 1st, 1944 date as the D-Day invasion of France. The operation ended up being launched more than a month later. On this date in 1962, film star Marilyn Monroe sang Happy Birthday to You to President John F. Kennedy during a Democratic fundraiser at New York's Madison Square Garden. On this date in 1967, the Soviet Union ratified a treaty with the United States and Britain, banning nuclear and other weapons from outer space as well as celestial bodies such as the moon. On this date in 1989, Roadhouse, starring Patrick Swayze, Kelly Lynch, and Sam Elliott, was first released in cinemas. On this date in 1993, the Clinton White House set off a political storm by abruptly firing the entire staff of its travel office. Five of the seven staffers were later reinstated and assigned to other duties. On this date in 1994, former First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis died in New York at the age of 64. On this date in 2003, WorldCom Incorporated agreed to pay investors $500 million to settle civil fraud charges. On this date in 2020, a Trump administration policy of quickly expelling most migrants stopped along the border because of the COVID-19 pandemic was indefinitely extended. And 1 year ago today, President Joe Biden embarked on a 6-day trip to South Korea and Japan, aiming to build rapport with the two nations' leaders while also sending an unmistakable message to China. And also 1 year ago today, Vangelis, the Greece-born electronic composer who wrote the Academy Award-winning score for Chariots of Fire and music for dozens of other movies, documentaries, and TV series, died at the age of 79. Some famous people who are celebrating their birthdays today. TV personality. Back in the day, he was the host of Good Morning America, David Hartman. David Hartman turns 88 years old today. Actor James Fox is 84. Rock singer, composer, rock legend, guitarist Pete Townsend of The Who. Pete Townsend, 78 years old today. College Football Hall of Famer, former NFL player, perhaps known as one of football's most famous fathers, Archie Manning. Of course, Archie, in addition to his pro football career with the New Orleans Saints, among other teams, the father of Peyton Manning and also of Eli Manning, both of which won Super Bowl championships. Archie Manning turning 74 years old today. Singer-actor Grace Jones is 72. Rock musician Phil Rudd turned 69. Actor Stephen Ford is 67, and Stephen Ford also the son of the former president, Gerald Ford. Actor Tony Lewis is 63. Also, actor Jason Gray Stanford is 53. Former race car driver, winner of the Indianapolis 500, Dario Franchitti, 50 years old today. Actor Drew Fuller is 43, actor-comedian Michael Che, one of the co-anchors of Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live. Michael Che turning 40 years old today. Pop singer Sam Smith, 31 years old today, and actor Nolan Lyons turns 22. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Have yourselves a great weekend, but don't forget Tuesday, big day. Tuesday, we have a couple of great guests coming up. Tuesday in the first hour, WASA Mayor Katie Rosenberg, and then Tuesday in the second hour, we'll be joined by United States Senator Tammy Baldwin. So Tuesday, hour number one, Katie Rosenberg, hour number two, Tammy Baldwin. And though, and also on Wednesday, we'll be joined by the State Senate Minority Leader, Democratic State Senator, Leader of the Dems in the State Senate, Melissa Agard. She has a town hall coming up that will be in WASA on the 1st of June. So we'll talk about that with Melissa Agard coming up on Wednesday. So again, it should be a great week for us and the Chad Holmes Show starting on Monday here on Bow Falls Radio. Don't forget to join me starting at 4:20 on BowFallsRadio.com Sports Stream 2 for WASA West Baseball against Chippewa Falls. Again, that's live online, BowFallsRadio.com Sports Stream 2. WASA West against Chippewa Falls. That game will also air on delay tonight at approximately 7 o'clock on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Stick around. Coming up next, the Friday edition of The Devil's Advocates. Yep, Crudy and Dom coming up next. Have yourselves a terrific weekend and keep it right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.